Men, you know you have a tiny creature living between your legs that has no memory and no conscience. You know that. You know you have no control. No control at all. Women know this. When you look at it, you can see the look in their eyes like, oh, it's a ridiculous piece of flesh. A guy looks like a snail wearing a helmet. What is it? Or if you're uncircumcised, look like a snake wearing a sweater. You know that. It's ridiculous. But the moment he starts to rise, yeah, it's a different case. They get that look in their eyes like, alien. Yeah. There is no control over this tiny beast. You wake up in the morning, he's been up 5 minutes before you, like, how you doing? No conscious control. He's there. Yaha. Morning, time for jumping jack. Whoever you live with is going, who are you thinking about? He looks at him with that one good eye and, nobody, I'm on my own. Let's play horseshoes, get a towel, put a hat on me, let's take a chance. And you may be playing sports, maybe with other men. You've just done manly things. You've played a good game of football. You've just turned your friend's face into goo. You're in the locker room. You're soaping up going, good game, everybody. All of a sudden, he rises up and goes, hey, good game, everybody. All your friends are going, yeah, real good game, Bob. You have no control. It should be a separate creature. You should be able to take it off, boom, put him on the ground. Take him for a walk. He's got the rollers. He'd be like, yeah, 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 yeah. Make it a different beast. That way, you'd have some control. Why are we driven by this desire?